딱 I can't sleep
思い立ったらすぐ jump into my car 月の中まで Not a fire 風で揺らす special な bit is what a fire 合図は kick clap kick clap Let's start The new is controlled up
from the great city of Baltimore, Misery Index, with The Carrion Call from 2010's Heirs to Thievery, Relapse Records. Konbanwa, this is J-Pop vs. Metal. My name's Jim Haku, and I wanted to do a spot at the top of the show here because I wanted to discuss something. A couple episodes ago, I played a song. And the song, the name of the show is J-Pop vs. Metal, all right? And you're going to hear some, I try to play some different stuff on the show, but, and if you want to hear songs related to baby metal, I'm sure there's a streaming service that has, that probably exists already. You can hear random songs similar to baby metal, if that's what you want. But occasionally I'm going to play the quote-unquote real stuff. And, you know, you got to mentally prepare yourself. You might not be ready for it. And got some feedback on one of the songs I played. And you just got to be ready to hear a song like Boogie Train 03 by Miki Fujimoto when you listen to this program. Yeah, I thought we were going to hear minimalist EDM dance remixes. I thought we were going to hear, avant-noise prog with made-up language. I thought we were going to hear a Japanese, I thought we were going to hear an American band with one Japanese member. Go to hell. All right? We don't need you here. We actually took a big dip in numbers. I just checked the subscribers. I had to update the feed. And those people are posers. So we got rid of some posers, lightened the load. We got a tighter crew now. I want to thank everyone for sticking with the program. You're the real people. And right, so tonight, what you're going to hear is some minimalist EDM dance remixes. You're gonna hear some avant noise prog in made up language, and whatever the other thing I said was. American band with only one Japanese member. This is okay.
Here we go now. Tiger, fire, cyber, fiber, diver, fiber, jerker.
Okay then, how about that? You just heard... Oh, at the top of the show, you heard Gojira with Tori. 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 You should say it with me. Tori. Tori. Pronounce that correctly. Name Amuro with Full Moon after that. And then you heard Misery Index. And then you heard the rest of the show, which I will tell you about now. Go. Dempagumi Inc. with Sabotage from Worldwide Dempa 2013. Beastie Boys cover, of course. Black Sabbath from the album Sabotage. After that, Megalomania. 1975, I posted something on Twitter about that. Someone was very excited that it was the 44th anniversary of that album. Go figure, I don't know. Weird to... I guess I don't hate it, I'm ambivalent about album anniversaries, especially if it's not a round number. 44th anniversary of an album? Whatever. Good album. It did give me a reason to take that out of the Black Sabbath first six albums box set, all the Ozzy albums. Nice little package of all the Ozzy albums. Some of those later ones I never had. I never had the ones after, well, that's not totally true. I had the first three. In high school, it was all about the first three for me. Maybe just the first two. Just Paranoid and self-titled. And then I had a copy of Sabbath Bloody. Whatever, it doesn't matter. They're all good in different ways. You can appreciate all those albums. The other ones aren't. Maybe Technical Ecstasy is not a terrific album altogether. But in the whole, you look at the whole thing. It's a whole, it's not really one piece of work. It's different albums, but you can appreciate it. Part of the whole, I think. I do. Enon after that. Salty from High Society, 2002. Touch and Go Records. Enon is a band that they broke up, they had for a while a Japanese singer who you heard. She didn't sing all the time, actually. Played the bass mostly. Right? She played the bass and the keyboards. There was other people. It was totally incidental that she is Japanese. Doesn't have anything to do with the... She was just there in New York. I think the band moved around a little bit. They were in Philly at one point. Moved to Brooklyn. Whatever. Totally incidental. Doesn't belong in the show, really. Just playing it just to mess around, I guess. They were a good band. Toko Yasuda is her name, and she's still active as a musician. Playing keyboards with Slater-Kinney. I listen to the Slater-Kinney stuff. It is different. I think I will get that album. But after that, I can't deal with Slater-Kinney without Janet Weiss. That's stupid. They should just... I wish them luck and everything with their Corin and Carrie. Wish them luck with their endeavors, but they should stop calling it Slater. They just played it up so much that the drummer was so important, and it's like, oh, we decided the drummer's not important. Yeah, maybe the drummer's not important. We did play it up for a number of years. Drummer's so important. Drummer's important. Drummer's such a big part of this band. We couldn't do it without this drummer. I guess we could do it without this drummer. Who cares? can't really let that slide. Jeez, guys. Ruins after that. One Zimmerwerg. Also from 2002, coincidentally. The Zomborga album. Made Up Language. Ruins. Tatsuya Yoshida, drummer, highly inspired by Magma, French prog band, sang in a made-up language. They did the same thing. It's not completely the same. He's done some other stuff, and which we'll hear. Of course we will. We'll get to it all. We'll get to it all until the world. We might not get to it all. The world could end. It's looking bad. We don't have to talk about that right now. It's not looking good. So we might not get to it all. But if
things continue, if it's possible to keep podcasting and breathing air and drinking water and getting by each day that goes by, as long as podcasts still exist and there's human beings, I'm going to keep doing the show. But if not, it's been nice knowing you, which is not very well. I haven't gotten a lot of interaction on the thing, so I don't know you very well. But anyway, but thanks for being there anyway. It's been nice. Parts of it have been nice. Some of it's not great, to be honest. Let's just be honest. This is a podcast about being honest. It's not really a podcast about being honest, but I like to be honest on the show. I'm sure that will come up in the future. I've got other things to do today. Agent Toga after that. Waterhouse. Not Japanese at all, to my knowledge. Maybe he is. Is it a he? I don't even know anything about this guy. Girl. Indifferent. Gender. Don't know anything. Satoshi Tomie. 2007. That's the remix. Remix by Satoshi Tomie. On the single, Waterhouse single. That I got, it's on Bandcamp. It was probably one of those Bandcamp posts about Japanese electronic music. And this is not, I don't think it's a Japanese artist originally, but this Japanese remixer. That was good stuff, right? Yeah, I'll talk about whatever. Yeah, that's all I got for today. There's Living Color. We're taking us out with Living Color. Chair in the Doorway, 2009. I just got this album. 10 years old. The album's 10 years old. I just got it. Whew. What am I doing? Matarai Shu.